Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? I'm a little excited. I'm a little too excited. Like, I'm like giddy a little bit. This episode is going to be completely different than any other show we do. And this is a 3-day event. This is the Epic Mock 2025, which is a group of 32 separate podcasters representing all 32 teams in the NFL going through doing a live draft as we speak. So with where we are currently, and let me share my screen for those of you that are, you know, watching along. The picks are happening live. We just got through pick 5. There's already been a trade. So let me update you on the board. And so we're going to stay with this. Each team gets 8 minutes. We're currently on pick 6, which is about to be turned in any second now. And I've got some trades negotiated. We'll detail those. And so the whole goal today is to give you a little bit more of a real, valid, 100% kind of, look, these are humans. These are not bots. These are not mock draft simulators. These are people that are invested in each one of these teams and knows kind of what they're about. So right off the bat, you had 2 quarterbacks go. Cam Ward went 1. Shedeur Sanders went 2 to the Browns. And this is a predictive mock, how teams will build. Now, it does seem like the prevailing sentiment is Travis Hunter would go number two, but that's okay. This isn't going to be exactly 100%, but I think that it does give a very, very unique view and kind of perspective on some of the things going on. And Travis Hunter went three, and it was a trade. The Jacksonville Jaguars jumped up and swapped with the Giants to get Travis Hunter. So Travis Hunter fell past two, which was not expected. Oh, look at that. And Ashton Jeanty just went number six, which kills one of my trades. But anyway, so the board, Jacksonville jumped from five to three to get Travis Hunter. New England Patriots took Abdul Carter. The Giants took Tyler Warren. They traded back and took Tyler Warren. And then you had the Raiders. They just got Ashton Jeanty. Huge trade right there for the Patriots to jump up. But I had a trade worked with Denver that if for some reason, somehow, some way, Ashton Jeanty fell to 11, the Denver general manager wanted to jump up, and he was willing to do whatever it took. He was going to give us his first and second this year, or his first, third, and next year second, which is what I wanted. But that's now out the window. So the crazy thing is the Jets are on the clock currently at seven. Mason Graham's still there. He is still there. Now, I've reached out, and I keep DMing different general managers saying, would you be willing to trade up and or let us trade up to get Mason Graham? Nobody's really biting too much. I just got a DM back from the Panthers at eight saying, I messaged them, hey, I'd be willing to jump up. And they said, you know, I'm pretty sure we're going after the same guy, and if he's there, we're taking him. I'm not willing to overspend. I was going to offer a value deal, pick number 11 plus pick 100 to jump up to number, what would that be, 8, and get back a sixth. So, like, on the point scale, I'm offering pennies. And I'm not even willing to offer what the pick is, quote-unquote, worth. So we'll have to see. But, yeah, so again, the board, Cameron Ward, Shedeur Sanders, 2, Travis Hunter, 3 in a trade, Abdul Carter, 4, Tyler Warren goes 5, the Giants traded back and got him, Ashton Jeanty to the Raiders at 6, now the Jets are on the clock. So we're a couple picks out, and I'm already kind of worried that this isn't necessarily going to go the way that I want it to go. Mason Graham would be the ideal pick, right? But it seems like, unless we're willing to give up pick 75 to even trade up to this spot, which I'm not even if I was 100% guaranteed, I'm not giving up pick 75 to go get Mason Graham. There are too many if free agency would have went different, I would have been okay with that. But you did not sign one starting caliber player on the defensive side, and you lost so much. So that number 75 pick, I think is, I think that's huge. Let's get into some of the chat. I appreciate everybody showing up. And again, this is a different show, right? These picks are coming in live, and I'm monitoring the chat, my DMs for trade stuff, all that different stuff going on. Again, this is a live, the Epic Mock 2025. If you want to follow along on the hashtag, there's like 5 or 6 different shows going on right now, but I'm glad that you're here with me. And we're going to do this tomorrow for day two, and then Saturday, same time. So rounds 2 and 3 are tomorrow, and then all of day 3. I doubt I'll stay live the whole time. That one's going to go pretty quick, but I think it'd be fun, and I think it gives us a realistic option. Shout out to my man, Joel. I knew you'd enjoy this late show coming over from the Philippines. I love it. I love it. I love it. Johnny Dale in the house. Man, appreciate all the hashtag CCs. Jahdae Barron, please. Now, there is a strong chance that Jahdae Barron is going to be the highest player on my board. However, I'm not taking him with the number 11 pick. If the 49ers don't get a trade back, I'm taking trade back first if Mason Graham's gone, which I hate to tell you this, Mason Graham's gone. But I would take Mason Graham no matter what. I'm willing to trade up for him if for some reason he gets past number 8, but I just really don't think that's the case. I'm going D-line. Unless one of those two tackles falls, man, I again, this is a little bit of a predictive mock. Do you think the 49ers would go Minbu if he fell? Do you think that they would go Will Campbell? Do you think they would go Kelvin Banks, depending on how you rank them? Part of me is to the point where I'm like, man, they're going defensive end or defensive tackle almost guaranteed. I am not, you know, if I did go corner, it would be Jahdae Barron. And I love Jahdae Barron. He's a rush crush guy. I have him in my top 10. I think he's a perfect fit in our scheme. Clean, clean, clean. But I don't think I'm going to. I think I would rather reach on an end or a defensive tackle because I think that's the way the 49ers are going to build. Y'all can talk me out of it. And for the best player available enthusiasts and purists, I love you guys. I don't think that's the way in which the 49ers actually draft. I don't think that it is. But maybe they will. Yeah, here we go. Double Chapman days. Yeah, we're in the – it's two-a-days, baby. Appreciate it, Vince. You guys are awesome. Appreciate all you. And Mike Green is definitely in the conversation. Mike Green is the clearest, worth the value, position, complimentary player, exactly what you want. I like him way more than Mikael Williams, but the off-the-field stuff you got to be comfortable with, right? Niners met with him not once, but twice. Mike Green is definitely on the short list. Definitely. I think this will probably piss a lot of people off. I am not. There is almost no situation at 11 where Walter Nolan will be in the conversation for me today. Just not going to be there. Unless we trade back. If we trade back and got Walter Nolan, I would be psyched. But me personally, I know a lot of people disagree with me. I'm not taking Walter Nolan at 11. I don't want to take Derek Harmon at 11. But Derek Harmon is higher ranked on my board. I think that he's a better fit. I think that he's cleaner off the field. I'm taking him over Walter Nolan personally. Now, I have him back-to-back in my rankings, but my defensive tackle is Walter Nolan. So he's involved in the conversation if Mason Graham's gone. That's kind of where we are. But, man, Mike Green, Mikael Williams, Derek Harmon, those three are definitely very, very high on the list. Again, this is a predictive mock. What I think the 49ers will do with a little bit of slant of John Chapman rankings and all that stuff. Thomas, Jaguars have their own podcasters. It's weird, but it is 2025, and they do have a lot. Oh, we got another trade. Wow, we're traded second round picks and all that stuff. The Vikings have traded back with the Raiders. The Vikings offered me a similar trade, and I was like, no, I'm not trading up into that. We had parameters, but anyway, the Vikings are sending away pick 24 and 97. So they're first and third, which the Vikings only had four picks, and the Raiders are giving 37, 68, 108. So now the Vikings get an extra pick. They're not taking a first round selection. But that's what's kind of fun. Ravens are shopping pick 27. Everybody's trying to trade back. Nobody besides, you know, the Jacksonville Jaguars traded up. A lot of people have traded out. So, man, absolutely crazy. Do we have another trade? I'm trying to see this one here. If we've got another one, let me check the other feed, the other show right here. They're still sitting there. So, yeah, I think they're trying to work a last second trade out right now. And it's kind of fun, right? It's a little bit different because we are waiting, but I'm trying to build the big board and the suspense and trying to recreate. That's the whole idea of this project. Instead of doing all the mock drafts, which we do, and I know everybody loves those, we're recreating a little bit more of what the actual draft and what those things look like. Yeah, actual trades are taking place, which is really, really fun. They were also adamant they didn't want to trade. You get people under pressure. And crazy things happen. That's just what it is. And so, yeah, look at this. We got another trade. So the Bears just traded with the Jets. So Chicago gets 7. Oh, man, this is fun. It's a little crazy. I don't think there's going to be this much trading, but who knows? Chicago Bears get 742. The Jets get 1039, a 6th rounder, and next year's second. And so, yeah, we've got trades going on all over the place. So the Bears jumped up with the Jets. The Jets now fall to 10 right ahead of us. I wonder what the Jets jumped up for. We'll have to see what that looks like. Man, this is getting fun. I like it. April is Financial Literacy Month. That's right. They made a whole month reminding you to finally take control of your money. Good news, you don't need 30 days. Acorns makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future in just 5 minutes. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorn lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if it's only spare change. I love Acorns, and I've used it for over 3 years now because if I'm busy, it takes care of it. If I have time to spend a lot of time in research, that option's there too. So sign up now and join over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/49ers. That's 49ERS, or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Trading shouldn't have barriers. When Robinhood started, it was built to make trading more accessible. Now, Robinhood offers more sophisticated trading tools. Experience the future of trading on Robinhood Legend, the all-new desktop platform that harnesses intuitive design to deliver a seamless experience for traders. Free to use with a Robinhood account. Robinhood Legend is designed for how you trade, with powerful charts including custom intervals down to the tick and over 80 indicators and drawing tools. Trade all of your favorite assets, including popular stocks and ETFs, all in one place. Take your trading to the next level by customizing your layout in seconds and even enter and exit positions in one tap, right from the chart, with up to 8 charts per layout. The future of trading is fast, powerful, and precise. Experience it now on Robinhood Legend. Sign up today. Investing is risky. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, is a registered broker-dealer. Other fees may apply.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep. and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Mike says they were also adamant. They just don't want to trade with me. Right now, the only people that have left a sliver of hope in trading is the Bengals at 17, said that they might be interested. And then the Seahawks at 18, if their guy falls, who their guy is, probably Tet McMillan. The Broncos were open to trading if Ashton Jeanty fell. He did not. That's it. Like, there are two slivers of hope, and one of them is a division opponent. So, like, I get why everybody emails me all the time about how, like, oh, man, trade back, trade back, trade back, trade back. Sadly, that's just not how it goes. And I'm trying over here, but, man, the Saints, yeah, they sent me a thing. Potentially, could you offer a third-round pick in there? I was offering a value deal for the Saints, which they're picking 9. And so I offered them, again, a cheap deal. So for the Saints who are picking at 9, I'm talking to their GM, and I said, look, we'll give you 11 and 100, but we get 9 and 184 back. We're getting a value deal. And he says, man, could you offer a third-round pick in there? Also depends if a certain player is there, because if he's there, I'm taking him at the podium. And so I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that 100 is a third-rounder. But that is as far up. There we go. Mason Graham. The Chicago Bears traded up for Mason Graham. Ashton Jeanty went. Mason Graham goes 7. So, and now I'm going to delete this and say, that was our guy. Never mind. So now the little sliver of hope of trading up is gone. So Mason Graham, he gone, which, man, he fell to 7. And you saw what happened. You had a huge trade up. That took place. So Mason Graham is gone. I'm marking him off on my board. And so, man, you know, if we're sitting here, the top player on my board is Armon Mimbu. Jahdae Barron, too. Jahad Campbell would be next up, but he's got the medical, so that's going to slide him. And then Mike Green. But here we are sitting. We're through 7 picks, and no offensive tackles have gone. None. So we already have to be ready for the conversation. What happens if Mimbu, Will Campbell, or Kelvin Banks are there? Now, I know I'm probably the only one that believes Banks should be in the 3, but I'm fine with either 2. And I think for a predictive mock, I'm pretty cool with, you know, seeing where this goes and with one of those 2 guys. So the question for you is, man, I understand defensive line is such a huge, giant need. But if Armon Mimbu or Will Campbell are there, are you guys okay taking him at that spot? That's a question. Are you comfortable going Armon Mimbu or Will Campbell at pick 11? Because this is looking like one, if not both, will be there. I don't think both will. So we're at pick 8 now. The Carolina Panthers are on the clock. The guy they wanted, they got leapfrogged. The GM is upset in the chat. And so is the Saints guy. So it seems like the Saints, the Bears, the Panthers, and the 49ers all were targeting Mason Graham. And I think it's going to kind of be like that as well. Josh says Sanders at 2 is gross. I agree. I think Cleveland Browns are just dumb no matter what. I think that they are going to go a premium player because they still have a year or two. I think they're going to go quarterback in round 2 or 3 personally, but never be shocked. We saw 6 quarterbacks go in the top 12. Why would the Giants take Warren? You know, they paid 2 premium quarterbacks. I don't want to say premium, but they paid 2 good contracts, big contracts. and you're trying to get more weapons on offense. And next year's quarterback class is going to be special. We'll have to see how it pans out. We've heard that before, but next year's quarterback class is great. And the Giants didn't really have a chance to get one of them. Both quarterbacks were gone. So I actually think that this is a good idea for the Giants, because you're firing the, this is a slash and burn year for the Giants, where you're firing Daboll, Schoen, you're cleaning the entire front office, everything, coaching staff gone, get you a quarterback next year. I actually don't mind. I'm not a Tyler Warren truther. I think he's a great player, a premium special player. I would never, but they traded back for him, so that makes it easier. Both quarterbacks were gone. Build for the future. I'm cool with that as well. Right here. This seems like a lot of guys we like are going to fall. Yeah, with tight end, running back, and two quarterbacks. I mean, 8, 9, 10, 11. We're four picks away. You got your two top tackles. And then after that, like who are your top four right now? Because Will Campbell and Armon Membu have to be involved. And then after that, Derek Harmon is there. Mike Green is there. Mikael Williams is probably a lot higher on the 49ers list than most of us. What's up, Jax? Appreciate you. These dudes taking 15-minute clocks. It's the trades. That's what it is. And so all these different trades are taking place. But that's okay. This is fun. Thankfully, we pick 11. So, you know, we're not going to be here for hours and hours. But it kind of is fun building just the idea of what's out there. Saints just DM'd me. He says, yeah, that was the player I wanted. So, like, Saints wouldn't even traded with us. If the guy was there, they would have taken him anyway. This is kind of where things are. There's a certain key players that everybody wants, and if they're not there, people bounce. What's up, Keeping the Faith? Hey, Sin. Jihad Campbell or Will Campbell? I like the Campbell bros. I'm not taking Jihad Campbell at 11 because of the shoulder injury. And the timeline, I'm just not doing it. I think he could fall. I really think he could fall a ways. Will he fall to us at 43? No. But right here, Josh, 49ers aren't taking O-line at 11 guaranteed. What if Armon Membu or Will Campbell fall? I think that they would entertain the idea. I really, really do. Oscar says, love this mock. Very good idea. Was not my idea. I was asked on, which I'm very, very appreciative. Very appreciative. So we've got two more minutes on the clock for Carolina at pick 8. He emailed me. I'm not trading up. That passed. I'm not messing with that. So it's kind of fun just seeing the messaging going back and forth and all those things. But I'm staying out of this one. I'm not doing it. And so what happens is, if the clock expires, there's some admin that will jump in and make the pick for them, which I'm sure is going to happen at some point. There's some general managers that I DM trades to that just haven't even responded or even opened or whatever. So, like, that's going to take place. Jeff, Barron is super safe pick. Only thing is he's kind of older, which the 49ers don't mind. You saw last 2 years where they target older players. And yeah, I'm with you. Jade would be a gold helmet guy. He's a rush crush. And again, Jim, there's no trade back scenario. There's two teams, the Bengals maybe at 17 and the Seahawks maybe at 18. But that's only, I think, for the Seahawks to be interested, Tet McMillan has to fall. I'm assuming that, okay, Jihad Campbell just went. Wow. The Panthers just took Jihad Campbell. You guys, we have to talk. There's going to be an offensive tackle that is sitting here, unless two out of these next three picks are offensive tackles. Wow. Jihad Campbell gone. I would not have taken him at 11, but the trade back situation, man. Here we are. We're at pick 9. The Saints are on the clock, then the Jets, then us. So it's time for me. I need to start getting in. I got an email. So some guys here, I would much rather prefer to trade with the Bengals. Here's the trade that was worked out. We would lose pick 11. The Bengals would send us 17 and 81. Or if we trade with the Seahawks, which way better package, which is weird to say, we would lose 11. We'd get 18, 82, and 92. Way better haul there. for falling back one more spot. But let me message their GMs. So I'm looking for, here we go. How we feeling? A few picks out. Okay. So I messaged I'd rather trade the Bengals if I'm going to be very, very honest. That's who I would rather go with. Now let me message the Seattle. Okay, here we go. He's responding. The Bengals guy up. Oh, he deleted it. He got scared. That's all that is. There we go. Now he's back. You get the three dots. I mean, could you imagine like doing this and being like, hey, what do you think here? So now message in Seattle. How are we feeling? We are a few picks out. So we'll see if he says anything. Right now, here's what the Bengals GM says. Right now, I'm struggling to see the value in coming up and dropping, to five picks overall. The Bengals don't have a lot. We could be open to moving back, but I don't think I'll actually be able to stomach the value loss there personally. Let's talk tomorrow for sure. So now the Bengals, they're out. They withdrew. So now we're down to the Seahawks, and that's it. And you know, part of our code, one of the rules is we're not allowed to put in the main chat anybody want to trade up because everybody wants to trade down. Can't trade back, Jim. Law of all. Hey, John, Mike Green is going to be good. I'm with you, man. So, James, is this a Chapman draft or a Shanahan draft? It's Shanahan with a little sprinkle of Chapman, right? This is the question I need to know is, are you guys – I don't think Shanahan wants to draft offensive linemen. I don't think that they want to. But, I mean, they met with all three of them. They met with Mimbu. They met with Campbell. They met with Banks. If they fall here, if it was a Chapman draft, I'm taking offensive tackle. Guaranteed. There's three offensive tackles. We're three spots out. I'm taking whichever tackle's left. If John Chapman was the general manager, I'm telling you right now, that's what would happen. I try to trade back, but that doesn't seem to be at all an option. And Seattle's guy isn't even online. So that I'm telling you right now, we're not going to be able to trade back as much as I want to. Josh says pass on Green. Any inclination if you want to jump into the end of the first? Man, I looked at all those. I'm not giving up a third round pick. I would possibly be okay giving up pick 100, right? Which is a third round pick. It's worth 100 points. That would get us to 570. Even if you just did pick 43 and pick 100, it basically gets you to pick 33 at the top of the second round. And I don't like the second round. I'm going to try to trade out again, which is really, really difficult to do. But, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm just like, man, this is not. It's interesting how it's going, but I don't feel like this is an actual like, hey, we're better off. Like with how this is going, it's just. Yeah, you look at the big board. And again, nobody has a clue what the 49ers big board is going to look like. But Armon Mimbu is number 5 on my big board. Jahdae Barron, 7. Mike Green, 9. Tet McMillan, 10. Kelvin Banks, 11. That's where we're at. And again, like there's James Pierce Jr., Colston Loveland. I love him, but no. Will Campbell. Yes, I would love that. Mikael Williams. I'm cool with that as well. Derek Harmon, I'd be cool with that. But, like, what exactly are you going to do? And so I don't want to jump up. We're getting no on Mike Green's. Nolan's not in the conversation for me. Might be for the 49ers, but the idea of the off-the-field stuff, I have a defensive tackle with a clean off-the-field there. Oh, Will Johnson just went to the Saints. Cornerback, we are two picks away. We are two picks away. And, another guy. Not really high on my board. The medical stuff still has not run a 40. Can't even run as a corner, but I get the ceiling play. I understand that. So now the Jets are on the clock because they traded back with the Bears. And then we're on deck. So, man, y'all got to give me your two. Everybody in the chat right now, give me your two players who you would take. Nolan's not greater than Harmon for me. It's not. And that's okay. It's a preference thing. But no, cleaner player, no. Cleaner evaluation, no. Production, similar. Similar. Silent says, O-line too thin after top two, go OT. I'm thinking right now, Armon Mimbu. If Mimbu is there, I'm taking him. Am I crazy? Because it's Mimbu, Green, Derek Harmon, Jahdae Barron. And you guys are out on Green. I'm not taking Jalen Walker. I'm out on Jalen Walker. I'm not taking Nick Emanwori. Not taking him. Armon Mimbu just went right ahead of us. So now the 49ers are on the clock. Well, it just answered that. So here we are in a situation now. Is Will Campbell there? So here we go. Let me just check real quick. Seattle is not answering. Not answering at all. You want Tet? Come get him. All right. So we are live. We are checking our inbox. I'm putting in the chat. So we got time. And we're on the clock currently, the 49ers. Armon Mimbu went. And so, man, I'm sitting here right now, and I'm like, okay, you got Mike Green. You got Derek Harmon. You got Jahdae Barron. You got Will Campbell. And, you know, that's hard. Graham's gone. Campbell is there. I've called the Colts. The Colts said, and I quote, let me see here. I copy and pasted every single person's. Ballard has never traded up in round one, so it would be a departure from his usual methods. Colts are completely out. I'm not taking Tet. A lot of people are in on Mike Green. That's the thing. No matter what we do, nobody is going to be happy. Everybody is going to be upset, and sure enough, Seattle is just not even answering. It says red, but they're not answering. What's our time? 12? We still got 7 minutes. So we're good. We are good, but I'm telling you right now, there's no trades. And this is exactly what could happen to the 49ers. So, you know, you're sitting there and it's just like no trades. If you're stuck on defensive line, I think if you're going to remove Mike Green, which I'm not sure we should, but I know a lot of people are out, it would be, for me, it would be Mikael Williams. Shamar Stewart's not even in the conversation for me here. It would be Mike Green, or let's do this, okay? Let's narrow down our edges. And we're going by most votes in the chat. So the 49ers are sitting there. Let's narrow down the edges first. Mike Green or Mikael Williams? I'm telling you, those are the two options for the 49ers at this point. Mikael Williams or Mike Green. Y'all got to put it in the chat. Now, that doesn't mean that's the pick, but let's just narrow down the edge to simplify this discussion, right? Jack Sawyer in the first. It's not going to be there. I do like Jack Sawyer. We're getting Williams, Green, way more Williams. Man, it's split now. Green's tied. I'm counting on my fingers. Green's up one. Some of you guys are voting more than once, and I love that. Yeah, that's more. Get Green. Kevin says get Green. Green's up two. Green's up three. Green's up two. Green's up three. Green's up four. Man, Ben is on the team. Josh is on the team. Jeff is on the team. Oh, somebody shot me a DM. Uh-oh. Yes. Here we go. Yes. Hurry. What is your offer? I don't even know. And what team? Let's see here. I don't even know who Stadium Rant's with. He's not one of the listed GMs. I don't even know what team he's on. Let me jump over to... So, like, here's the way the spreadsheet works. Let me see here. We've got it over here. Where are they? I think we deleted it. Oh, Patriots. Okay. So the Patriots, that this is where it gets weird because it's so far back. The Patriots are basically offering, oh man, I don't even know. Golly, man, this is a little crazy where they're at. Patriots would send 38-69 and a 2026 second. We'd fall out of the first round completely. I don't think that this is very realistic. Gosh, man, I don't like that. Let me fix this real quick just so we can get this back to where it should be. There we go. Yeah, I just really don't know. Now where are the picks at? Dang it, I messed the thing up. There we go. Man, I don't think that's realistic. Like, maybe it works on the point chart, but, man, it's just too far. It's just too far. It's just too far. But that was it. Nobody else has anything. And so we're sitting there, and I'm just like, man, Derek Harmon, Mikael Williams, Mike Green got more votes, so we're there on that. This is hard. We got 4 minutes. We've got to figure this out. The corner is the best player available on my board. There's no doubt about that. But, man, I just don't see them going Jahdae Barron early. I don't see it. I think Mike Green, Derek Harmon, this is not the territory to take him. The most premium player available is either Mike Green or Jahdae Barron. Yeah, GM right here, Nolan Harmon or Barron. Man, dude, Jahdae Barron would be perfect. I'd be so happy. Right here, this is why everyone has the 49ers taking a corner. The draft just doesn't have the strength there. Now, if I look at my big board, it matches with Mike Green. Mike Green is the ninth player on my board. Ninth. You're getting there. And, yeah, the off-the-field stuff, I get it. But that's 3 years removed. No charges were ever filed. Ever. The Niners met with him not once, but twice in the past month. I hate to say it, man. No legal issues, Lou. There's none. Never, ever charges even filed. Nothing. No police, anything have ever been involved at any point, ever. I don't know what happened. I really don't. But I do know the 49ers have met with him twice in the past month. Man, quality O-line is scarce right now. Will Campbell's in the... Dude, we could just take Will Campbell and call it a day and be very, very happy. I mean, you plug Campbell in at right tackle or left guard, you've got somebody for the future. Yeah, Green's coaches love him. Yeah, a lot of positive things out of Virginia and out of Marshall about Green. He chose to leave Virginia to start fresh, and that was 3 years ago. He is a one-year guy. Green or Walker, man, I'm hating this. But this is the way the draft is going to be. This is the way it's going to be. Take Campbell, then trade back up for... I'm not going to do that because we need the thirds. It's got to be in the trenches. It's got to be. Sin says get Green. I feel like he is a perfect fit. Again, if I was drafting, I would take Kelvin Banks here. Or I'd take Kelvin Banks here if I was in charge. But this isn't necessarily me. We're trying to predict through what that looks like. And yeah, there's no more comments. So I'm sitting here at pick 11, 49ers with pick number 11, take defensive end Mike Green. I'm doing it, guys. I'm hitting send. I know it's going to piss some people off. It's in there. We're taking Mike Green. We're going with the fit. We're going with the upside. Where if the 49ers put a stamp on his character, I would not have made this pick a month ago. I would not have made this pick a month ago. I wouldn't have touched this pick a month ago. However, the 49ers keep spending more time with him. I think Mikael Williams might be a little bit more practical, safer. I want the upside. And you know, if I'm talking Mike Green, here's the thing that separates him from all the other defensive ends. He's my number two DE. You look at what he's led the entire nation in sacks, 17, led the entire conference in tackle for losses, 23, add 10 quarterback hits, burst, speed with bend. There are not a lot of bend guys in this draft. There are not. Mike Green has it. And the thing about Mike Green that is my favorite is how good he is against the run. Had a 90 run defensive grade. 90. And you go watch him versus Ohio State. Dude showed he belonged against NFL offensive linemen. Josh Simmons was playing back then. 9.4 run stop rate. That's huge. He would play the D Ford role opposite of Bosa. We talked about it this morning on the Coach Approach, if you listen to that show. I'm telling you right now, like the player, the off-the-field stuff you got to deal with. And the Niners are spending their time with them, and they're figuring that out. I don't know what that's going to look like. But, man, and I know some people are just, like, pissed. He's Khalil Mack. That's what, I mean, and it's funny because the Khalil Mack thing works. DeMarcus Ware is the other comp because both went to small scores. DeMarcus Ware, Troy, Khalil Mack, Buffalo. And you saw them excel in the Senior Bowl, and you saw them excel in the few games that they played against top-level competition. That's what I really, really like about both of those guys. And, yeah, I wanted to trade back. I tried to trade back. I tried to. And there's just nobody. Yeah, we literally tried to trade back. I DM'd. Here's the quotes. I saved them all, okay? Won't answer. Not interested. Ballard has never traded up with the running back, so won't do that. I'm not trading up, said the Falcons. I want to trade down, said the Cardinals. I'm at work tonight. Definitely reach out. I did. Didn't respond. The guy they wanted, they were out. Seahawks fell asleep at the wheel. Bucks not looking to trade up in the first. Maybe another deal another time. Broncos, if Chinty falls, we're interested. They're out. Steelers, we're looking to trade down. Chargers, will do if a player falls. We reached out. They said nothing. Packers, no interest in trading up. Other team, desperately trying to trade down. I feel like we're good for where we are. Let me think on it, but I'm intrigued. Nothing. And so, like, I get it. No one's trading up, man. Maybe if a player falls, great. It didn't fall. You know, if Mason Graham, we thought about trading up, but somebody else with way more draft capital traded up over us. Genty didn't fall. None of the quarterbacks were there. You have to get used to this idea. And my favorite thing about this is, like, it forced me to DM and work out trades, you know, on the draft trade chart. You get this. I get this. Let me know if you're interested. Is there any player that could fall if you'd be interested? And everybody's like, hell no, man. Hell no. I feel like I'm knocked the door like a door-to-door salesman. Nobody's interested. Nobody was interested. Now, Dane Brugler. So we took Mike Green. And again, a lot of that was because what the 49ers will do, I feel like they got to go defense. I would have had no problem with Kelvin Banks or Will Campbell, but I don't think the 49ers are that interested in either one. We'll see. I would have done those two. Those are the two I would have done. But I don't think the 49ers have to give Saleh his guys. No trade downs available, but you go to the beast and again, another concern for Mike Green, 1 year wonder. He only had one start at Marshall in 2023, still had 4.5 sacks as a backup, 9 tackle for losses as a rotational guy. This year, he goes out there, starts 13-13 games, 22.5 tackle for losses, 17 sacks, leads the nation, 3 forced fumbles, 2 passes defensed. Golly, first team All-American, SBC Defensive Player of the Year, first team All-SBC, led FBS in sacks. And man, wingspan, 77.58, awesome. 32-plus inch arms, 6'3", 250, that's the issue. He ran his 3-code at 6.85. That's faster than Debo. Like, 6.85 for a 3-cone, that's Trent Taylor. Like, Tet McMillan just went to the Cowboys right after us, if you're still keeping track of what's going on. But like this dude changed. Here's the strengths according to Dane Brugler, the Beast. Displays athletic twitch and plays violence to live in the backfield. Linear burst, gets upfield with explosive lateral steps to create his own rush lanes. Great feel for cross chop moves. Credits wrestling background, huge wrestler guy. Able to forklift blockers. You saw him run through Josh Connerly Jr. Bends with body control to dip the corner, can do standing backflips. You're talking twitch elite. So now you've got Bosa on one side that is technician and power, right? He's not, Bosa's like Jack, no doubt about it, but it is first couple steps are great, but he's not a bend guy. He's not a burst guy. He's a power technician. So now you're pairing him with the twitch speed bend guy. I love this, man. Sets the edge with a purpose, uses upward hands. He's always a leverage player, and that's part of being 6'3". Competes with physicality to work off the wham slash lead blocks, high activity rate, strong character feedback from coaches at Virginia and Marshall. Quote, the most humble human being you will ever meet from his coach. That's Charles Huff. Eye-popping production. Weaknesses. Size. Worked hard to get to 250 pounds. Like, you're going to have to, like, he probably a 225 guy. But you got to keep him where he is because he's got to keep that weight. Can be engulfed by larger blockers. He's the speed guy. And I don't think if you did get Mike Green early, I think you start him as a situational pass rusher. But, yeah, you start him there, and then you allow him to earn his role as that all down. Because right now you're just going to compliment. And you did it with Alden Smith. Like, I love that. You phase them in where they can build confidence. Ben says, for anyone who doesn't want Green, please do the following. Watch what Green did to Connerly in the Senior Bowl. Picture Connerly wearing a Seahawks uniform. I promise you, you will feel better. Jeff, Mike Green is a phenomenal pick at 11. He should have been a top five pick, and he probably would have been. Now, he doesn't have the length and all that stuff. Now, here's the summary view. Overall, Green is a twitchy athlete with burst and body control to win one-on-one pass rush as a one-on-one pass rusher. Set a violent edge in the run game. As long as his character checks out, if John Lynch puts the stamp on him, who are we to argue? There are no legal issues. None. Never. Never charges filed ever. I don't know what happened, but it was 3 years since it happened. I don't know, man. The character, we got to be okay with it if they are. The Niners haven't taken shots on guys like this, but they met with him twice this month. He is one of the top pass rush prospects in this draft class with the disruptive ability to be an NFL starter. I do not want to read my DMs. they're not going to be happy. But hey, man, we'll see. We'll see. Right here, Oscar, look at his snaps from 2023 to 2024. Yeah, he was a reserve rotational pass rusher that worked into being a starter. That is a negative. That is a negative. That is a negative. And he's been open and honest about all the stuff off the field. We'll see. Am I willing to put money on this? No, I'm not. I would have probably picked Mikael Williams, but y'all would have hated that even more. I think he's probably more likely, but that's okay. We're going to see how this fleshes out, and we're going to do this the next 2 days. So tomorrow, same bat channel, same bat time, we're going to be doing this with rounds 2 and 3. Now, I might trade up. I probably won't, but I won't trade up into the first. It's too valuable. I'm not giving up number 75 or number 100. Donovan Ezeraku just went 14 to the Colts. There's no way the Colts are taking him. They're a threshold drafting team, but that's okay. I'll allow the Colts to do the Colts thing. Will Campbell went to the Dolphins at 13. Yeah, I think Kelvin Banks lands there initially. Again, if it was my choice, I would have taken Kelvin Banks at 11. But I think the 49ers going edge makes the most sense. Man, if he stays clean, He'll be a lot of fans' favorite player in no time just because of the electricity that he brings. Oh, man. I freaking love it. I love the draft. I love draft season. Shout out to Epic Mock 2025. Man, just freaking awesome. And so we'll see. We'll see how this plays out. We're going to do all seven rounds. I've got a couple player trades in the works, trying to target a corner that they're able to trade as well, that I might give up a fourth round or four, see what happens. But ideally, man, you get a defensive tackle or two in day two, and then I'll reassess and kind of see what happens there. But I hope you guys enjoyed this little bonus extra show. Why not? Look at us. We're getting close to draft. 2 weeks out. Ah. Actually, before I go, I'm curious. Can you guys give the pick a score 1 through 10? 10 being you love it, 1 being you hate it, and recognize we had no trade back options. We completely exhausted every opportunity we had besides trading back all the way into the second round. Okay, so we took Mike Green at pick 11. We couldn't trade back. We were stuck. 1 to 10. How do you grade? All the people that hate Mike Green left because all we got is 10s. I love it. They're all 10s. We got a 12 even. 10, James gave us a 9. We got a 0. And that's how I think this pick's going to go. Either you love it or you absolutely hate it. Daxton, you are a man of the people, staying in the middle. I like it. Bruce says 1, absolutely disgusting pick. This was fun. Monkey Boy, 9, 8. 8, 10. 10 is the green, 10, the green arrow. I like that. Vince says 6.5. Okay. 10, 11, 8, 7. 8 on person, 10 on position. And that, so I guess my question for Pummer Culture now or anybody else, would you rather have Mikael Williams? Would that have made you happier? Because I'm higher on Mikael Williams than I think most, and I'm not a 10 on Mikael. I'm like an 8 on Mikael as a player, right? 9-5, McMillan or Nolan over Green. I cannot draft another wide receiver at a premium spot. And Tet went one pick after we went. It had to be a trenches pick. Jahdae Barron was the top player on my board. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. But a 5 there, 9.25 from Dan, 9. Cheers, Law. Appreciate you, man. 8. I just don't get how you go with an alleged rapist over a blue, clean prospect like Will Campbell, F. So I totally understand that. Why are the 49ers meeting with them twice? Why were there no I'm not here to debate that. I am saying this is a different situation than a lot of the other situations, and why are the 49ers meeting with this player twice in the past 30 days? If you checked into it, you didn't like it, you move on, cool. Why go back? What else are you going to learn? And, you know, Wayne talked with him at the Senior Bowl. Johnny Dale talked to him at the Senior Bowl, and he was 100% transparent about everything. Every single one of his coaches raved about him. I don't know what he did. It's been 3 years. Since that last incident happened, I'm not trying to justify. I'm just trying to talk through it. If the Niners have him off their board, I'm fine with that. I haven't talked to the young man. I haven't researched into it. I have researched into it, but I haven't found a 9.7358. I like it. $750 million quarterback on IR is no bueno. A lot of that is because the 49ers, I don't think, are going offensive line. I would have taken Kelvin Banks. That would have been my pick. Kelvin Banks would have been my guy. These go to 11. Thank you, Law of All. But can it just say 10? Isn't it the same if it just goes to 10? No, this one goes to 11. He has never even been questioned by the police ever. That has to fit into it. Bruce says, yes, Mikael Williams over Green. I think that's fair. I don't have a problem with that. But Jeff, counterpoint, Mikael doesn't have the bend. He does not. He doesn't have the production. He does not. He's built better, right? 6'5", 260. So he's 2 inches taller and, you know, a legitimate 15 pounds heavier. Man, Mikael Williams just went 15 to the Atlanta Falcons. Man, Will Campbell there would have been a 10. I'm cool with that. I would have been fine. Again, I would have went Kelvin Banks, Will Campbell, then probably Mike Green. Jahdae Barron would be in the conversation a little bit more if it's me. I just don't think the 49ers give a crap about offensive line. I think they're going to get, with a late pick, they're going to completely rebuild the defense on day one and day two. They've got three picks, and I think they're all three going to be defense. John, I'm coming to get to your show. Look at that, from Chicago. Nice hat. Thank you, man. Ooh, this is last year's draft hat. A book in for Bosa. I like it. No one McKill. No, he did not get accused twice. That's not the truth. I don't think that's how it played out. And again, this is through research online, but there's no, like, all of the articles are just on speculation of him leaving. No team had anything bad to say about him. I don't want to be like I'm defending this, what happened. And I hate that it's coming across. Anyway, right here, John, can we tailgate before round two? I love it, man. We might be able to. I have to take my son to practice right before, but I'm figuring it out. I might have to send him in an Uber or something. The wife's out of town. She's taking a wine trip with the ladies, which I'm excited for her. So I'm going to be holding it down with the dog and the kiddo at home. And so I've got to do all the, you know, whatever stuff. But yeah, why not? Let's tailgate, man. Maybe I'll bring a couple beers tomorrow and we'll sit around. We'll have a good time. I like it. Right here, Ben says, Mikal has grown on me, but he's not as good a pure edge as Green. That is true. There's a lot of guys in this draft, and what I do think is fascinating is, like, the pure edge bend speed guys, Donovan Esaraku and Mike Green, all went ahead of Mikal Williams. Jahdae Barron just went 16 to Arizona. I hate that. Ah, he had to go somewhere. There's no way he lasted. There's no way he lasted. But, man, I'm cool with this. I'm cool with this. Man, yeah, Scuba, thank you. This is, he got accused once in high school, then signed a paper with Virginia, then got accused again at Virginia per Todd McShay. Yeah. I don't know what to say, man. No charges, no interview with the police, nothing ever came to fruition. He chose to leave Virginia based on what that was, wanted a fresh start. I don't know. If John Lynch signs off on it, I'm comfortable. And you guys, like, and I'll say this. So, for example, Isaiah Bond, Longhorn, I'm taking my medicine. I am a Longhorn, right? I've been off on Isaiah Bond throughout this whole process. I couldn't stand him all year. On immature, diva, comes across on field, horrible in pressure situations, lets his teammates down, whatever else. Just got arrested. He turned himself in this morning on sexual assault allegations in Frisco, Texas. Completely off my board. That is not what happened to Mike Green. This dude had a warrant for his arrest for these allegations of a sexual nature. Off the board. Completely. Like, gone. So, like, I don't want anybody walking away from this show saying, you know, I'm trying to make a platform for or dismissing. That ain't it at all. Like, that is not. I've been, as a teacher in a very rough area, I dealt with stuff like this all the time. And it is awful, awful, awful. And so I am not trying to discount anything. And Sid says, Chiefs would draft Green without a second. The Cowboys would draft Green. I'm curious. I think Green's going to be on probably 30-plus teams' boards. There's 32 teams. A couple might remove him, but the 49ers have done so much due diligence. His position coach, KJ Wright, was his position coach for a week at the Senior Bowl. And whenever he was asked about him by Steph, shout out Steph, 49 Carrots Podcast, Steph Sanchez, he raved about him. The position coach has spent a week with him. All of the coaches at Virginia and Marshall love him and have said nothing but positive things. Anyway, you guys are awesome. That's day one. 49ers take Mike Green. I would love to break down Mike Green tape for a long time. I would be very happy about this. Now, tomorrow will be live 3 p.m., about 3:40-ish again, because it's going to go a lot faster tomorrow. So with each team had 8 minutes, today. I think it's down to 5 minutes tomorrow. So tomorrow's going to go a lot faster. And we have three picks. Silent. It's all right, John. Just giving you a bunch of crap for no O-line. I wanted O-line too, Silent. But it didn't happen. Now, I do have to say again, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about this. But if you're coming out to the draft, man, come party with us, guys. We're going to be days one and day two downtown San Francisco having a ball at Broadway Studios. Thanks to Knees Up Venues for booking that spot. If you ever need a venue, go to Knees Up Venue Venues. Check it out. They basically run everything for you and save you money in the process. Diamador Lenore is going to be out, which tickets are now up online. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com or in the description of this video audio, you can click the link. The49ersRush.com/draftparty2025 takes you straight to it. So if you want to get into the party, it's only $20. That's easy. If you want a picture, meet and greet, and personal and autograph with Diamador Lenore, you have to pay for that extra. That's $50, and he'll sign pretty much whatever you want. He's the man. So anyway, you can go buy those now. Those are up on the site now, and we have limited spots for those. We only have so many that we could sell. So if you want to come out, party with the hyena, have a great time, that's up on Thursday, day one. Now, day two, we'll be back for the hardcore draft, Knicks, and that's just going to be straight freaking draft. Still doing giveaways. Kids get in free to both days, no matter what. Party with the faithful. It's going to be incredible, and I have to say thank you again one more time to none other than the mattressguyco.com. We were trying to get this finalized. We were struggling. I reached out to a couple buddies that own some businesses and the mattressguyco.com. They serve the entire San Francisco area. If you have a mattress you need to get rid of, you just go to their website, mattressguyco.com. Put in the time. They come pick it up. Easy. And he's diehard Niners. Both of these companies, Knees Up Venues and the mattressguyco.com, both diehard Niner fans that listen to the show. And so, like, that's how we keep finding this awesome stuff. And we're looking for a caterer. So if you want to make some money, if you're a caterer, and you want to come out and you want to feed the faithful for days one and day two, reach out to me. 49ersRushPodcast@gmail.com. We're doing some guerrilla marketing here. I don't know if that's what it's called, if I use that right. Malachi Starks just went 17 to the Bengals. Man. Whew. I freaking love the draft. You guys are awesome. That's going to do it for us today. We'll be back tomorrow, day two of the Epic Mock 2025, about 3:40 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Until then, stay strong, faithful.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.